Touch.
8 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, North Toronto.
They had Craig lined up to the right of Cano Black, and they had another running back to the left. They faked it going one way, and then they brought Craig back going from right to left on a nice little counter there, and he went in untouched from 8 yards out. It is 6-0, North Huron. The fight song playing here in Kindy. 8:07 left in the first quarter. 6-0, North Huron scores on their first drive. They go just about roughly 58 yards into the end zone. They are now going to go for two. It's a dive up the middle. Will he get there? He's wrapped up and fighting for it. No signal yet. No signal yet. They're still looking, and it looks like it is.
The 2-point conversion is
not a 2-point conversion.
In the first quarter, there
was some hesitation there by the officiating crew. John, what do you think about that play selection there, getting Mike Craig into the end zone on the counter?
That was really good. That inside just opened up like a hot knife going through cold butter. That inside just opened up, and he found the hole. You could see he was shimmering, looking for which spot was open, and not quite a cakewalk, but almost there. Really nice play selection.
2-point conversion is good.
And they have
afterwards,
conferenced.
They confer and say
it's
it is good.
Good. 2-point conversion.
The ball and got it across that. The line.
So took a long time to decide. I don't think I've ever seen an officiating crew take that long to decide whether the ball crossed the goal line.
Right, yeah, especially after the players got up and walked away, you know, went to their respective ends of the field. And, yeah, that was really a late call.
You're probably talking close to a full minute. Time to take a break here on the WLEW Sports Network. Back as North Huron will be kicking off in 35 seconds.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
An onside kick by North Huron, but nobody seems to recover it. It looks like it went out of bounds on the far side of the field, and it's going to be CPS ball at about the 42.
So, 42-yard line.
Roughly similar starting field position for the Tigers as the Warriors had with their first possession of this game.
Yeah, and I found out that the 2-point conversions and the onside kick on kickoff are really profound in this game. That's what you'll see most of the time.
Quentin Hooper behind center, a little bit different formation now with a running back who couldn't have been more than about 2.5, maybe 3 yards behind Hooper, and he takes the handoff, and
Hooper,
he doesn't get very far going on the left side.
The whole right side of the Warrior defense is there.
Was Michael Cooney
on short yard
as the running back. He picked up maybe a yard going on the left side. He was lined up just behind the 40-yard line, the line of scrimmage at the 42. That's an unusual look. Second and 9, maybe second and 8. A motion out from number 12, that is Peyton Mooney, to the far side of the right side of the formation. He was a decoy, another handoff, going up the middle here, and it didn't go very far. Number 8, Tyler Mitchell with the carry just over the 45-yard line of CPS. It's going to be third and a long 6, maybe a short 7, depending on your bias. Third down, and I'll call it 6 for CPS. 2 handoffs so far, 1 to the left side of the field, 1 right up the gut with motion across the formation as a decoy. And that is just the strangest formation. Number 8 again, that is Tyler Mitchell. And he is not right behind Hooper, the quarterback, but he is maybe 3 yards in the backfield and kind of off center.
Coach Ricketts said in his first season last year, and it looks like it's coming to play this year, that he believes in the run game. I'm right on the same page with him, Grant. I'm a Vince Lombardi old school student of the run game, and that's how he's opened up the first 3 plays, run, run, run.
The only thing I'm worried about, if you're Carsonville Port Sanilac is whether there is enough room to get momentum when you are lined up that close behind the quarterback. He's off center, so he's not directly behind him, but he is 3 yards deep, and there's just not a lot of room between him and the handoff from his standing start position.
And this is going to take incredible blocking, too, not needless to say.
Fourth and four, they're going to go for it. A dive up the middle, and Mitchell, number eight, Tyler Mitchell, drags the pile. It's going to be a first down to the 46 of North Huron. Close to a gain of six on fourth and four. CPS with a first down on their first third down attempt. They are one for one. The referee winds the clock, and the play clock are going. First and 10 on the 46. Number 15 into the game at running back, that is Baysdale, Zachary Baysdale. He's got the ball. He's a tall drink of water.
Baysdale
tough
carries
to
that
pull
time.
Down, but he fumbled.
Canoblock's
he
on
fumbled.
North Huron ball.
Will be North Huron ball.
As Ty Knobloch comes up with the fumble.
Baysdale, he
and
was dragging the pile. He had over 5 yards
on
first down,
40-yard line.
But he was hung up, and he was still driving forward, and the ball came out, and number eight, the quarterback and defender. This is eight-man ball. This is small high school football. Knobloch, of course, playing defense as well out of the secondary. He fell on the ball. And North Huron will take over from the 40-yard line, first and 10, the first turnover of the game. Carsonville had some momentum. That has to be a backbreaker, John.
I'm up North Huron.
They really did. Four consecutive run plays, got the first down, and then the fourth play, and he had a nice gain there. It was 5 or 6 yards. I mean, he's running these guys straight up the middle. That's going to be an issue maybe later on as they get hot and wore out and tired. They're going to have to really try to hold on to that ball. So they fumble and give it to the Warriors now in good position on the Warriors' side of the ball. We'll see what they can do now with their second possession.
North Huron, the Warriors, they're taking over from their 40-yard line. It was roughly the 42 on the first drive, and they made fairly easy work of it outside of the penalty causing a 4th and 16 that they converted. I was not expecting 4th and 16 conversions from 8-man football when I walked up into the booth tonight.
Absolutely not. And right now, I mean, we'll see how the rest of the game goes, but right now in the first quarter, we're seeing run by the Tigers, a lot more passing by the Warriors, and you know, I'm a believer in strong defense and a strong running game. Time of possession, keep the ball away from the other team, score your points along the way. But right now, the Warriors are pulling an old Dan Fouts San Diego Chargers right now. They're passing the ball very effectively.
Levine, the big hoss, he is in at fullback. It's an I formation behind Knobloch on first and 10. He gets the dive. No, it's a fake to him. And the pass is going down. It's caught. That's going to go the distance. 60 yards in one play. Touchdown.
Knobloch's pass.
Warriors.
Complete.
Tyler Knobloch with a beautiful pass down the middle of the field.
60 yards into the end zone.
That was Shornack.
Touchdown North Huron as Ty Knobloch throws
Shornack,
a perfect
the
pass
senior,
to the outstretched hands of Alex Bichette. Alex
reception
Shornack,
to the house.
Who runs
was
away
play
from
action
the Tigers
on the dive
into
to the big
zone.
Hoss Levine, and Shornack was behind the defense in the blink of an eye, and Knobloch found him.
He got those first two or three steps, and it was on to the races. Beautiful pass, nicely timed.
2-point conversion coming up for North Huron. It's going to be a dive up the middle again. This is Levine.
Levine goes into the end zone. The 2-point conversion is good.
No hesitation. Levine on the dive.
5-10 to go in the first quarter. The Warriors go ahead.
They went to on the
2-point conversion over the Tigers.
It's now 16-0 North Huron. 5-10 left in this first quarter. So North Huron, they had to work a little bit for that first touchdown, going 58 yards over several plays. The second drive, it was one play, 60-yard pass.
Almost hard to believe that they weren't looking for a pass, but I don't think they were looking for that run and gun straight down the middle pass. That he got free by two or three steps, and Knobloch put that ball right in his hands, and that was it. He just kept his stride going right on down to the end zone.
Knobloch with a beautiful spiral down the middle of the field. Time to take a break on the WLEW Sports
Network. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines brands include Stormore Grain Bins, Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment, and MCN Nico Grain Dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified